We read the Gemara already, but it's time to read it again. Two sugyot, Yud Beis Amud Beis and Yud Gimel Amud Beis. On Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says as follows. Mol and Melilos, Mufak and Kidnios, the Yomtif. Heter on Yontif, which does not apply to Shabbos, and it's not completely clear on what level this distinction is. But let's first read the Gemara Yud Gimel, and then we'll come back to explain Yud Beis. On Yud Gimel Amud Beis is a lengthy sugya where we read it already last week. Just to review very briefly, it starts talking about a Mishnah Maestris of all places. And Maestris, the Gemara says that you are Chayav. What does chaya mean? So Rashi explains, chaya b'maisa da havalei keva. Havalei keva. Now, Tosus is arguing hilchos maisa, which at first glance has nothing to do with us. We're learning Shabbos, not learning maisa. Tosus ended maslo v'im, ashapirish Rashi, chaya b'meshu keva, lo nehira. The b'samach mashmash atama b'meshu gemar melocha. Ho v'u kolev harbe yachad hainu diguno. So we're not learning hilchos maisa now, but they're the concept of Achilas Aroi. Achilas Aroi is mutter before the Gemara Malacha. Why at this point is it Asur? Rashi says it's called Achilas Keva, and Tosus says it's considered to be Gemara Malacha. At first glance, it has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos, but if we have time at the end of the Shia, we'll try to come back. Okay, fine. So the Gemara has back and forth, could it be a Gemara Malacha for one and not the other? We can't go through the whole sugya right now. What concludes Malachas Machshavas Asur Torah? And we spoke about that last week. Then at the end, Kate said Mola, the last few lines of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Abai Mishmer the Rav Yosem Chodah Achodah, one finger on the other, Chodah Atarti, Chodah Akulu. What's Bakeva the Mishani? What Mishani? Because normally the Melilah is like this, your whole hand, right? Now either one or two or all the fingers, but it's not the entire hand. So the Gemara is over here. This is the end of the sugya, right before the Mishnah on that Yudal Raman Aleph. All right. So far, most of we just read through what we already just chazed a little briefly, what we had spoken about already last week. Just a very quick chazara. Okay. Now to understand a Gemara in Masech the Shabbos, which we should not be doing Shabbos. This is the one Maramokum which we didn't read. I think it's Kuf Chav Ches. Towards the bottom, the Chachamim and Molel Baroshetz Veosav Veochel Uvach LaYimel BeYodo Harbe Kedech Shuosav Bechol. Of course, the very significant question is: what are we talking about? We're talking about Shabbos, or we're talking about Yontif? Doesn't say. Not explicit. So it's not clear. Right? What is it? So I asked you to see the riff. Correct? But I don't have my mom to come. What page is it on the new riffs? No? Rosa, you have your mom to come in front of you? Oh, thank you. Where is it? Maybe it's Kuf Mem Beis is my guess. Would that be the right guess?
Yes.
guessed right. Kuf Mem Beis. Okay. Oh, towards the, at least in our edition, in the old edition, it's Nun. Okay, Nun Aleph actually, Nun Aleph from an Aleph. Okay, I've seen him very kind of the Beitza. Oh, so the Rif quotes the Gemara, Mol Brosh Et Sposov, as we just saw. He quotes Beitza, so similar that we saw. Fine. Says the Balamor. The Rif quotes it by Shabbos. He's matam a little bit Shabbos. Okay. Anala hachi garsinala. No. Also the must believe so tzvu b'shal kiddush b'shabbos. Ketzad molel b'yomtev mefarshinala. B'yomtev. Yomtev v'dashari b'shabbos asur. There's no heta whatsoever. Ay, ala gemara. V'zeh shitiru chachamim lilo b'shabbos. Lo itiru ele b'chav le'tulton k'onziyo eizo v'kurnes v'mitav v'pigim, etc. It's a whole different story. Over here it's a different thing. We'll see soon. So the Ramban talks about it as well. There's a whole discussion, what's it all about? According to the opinion of the Rif and the Ramban, the Gemara is going on Shabbos, right? The Gemara basically gives Shabbos. According to Rashi we saw before, it's going on Yom Tov, right? Rashi Yud Gimel of base. Ketan Mola B'Yomtov. Can't be on Shabbos. But the Rebbe says it's going on. It's going on Shabbos. So everyone agrees that's Chazar again. That Yomtov is more called than Shabbos. According to Rashi, Ketan Mola goes on Yomtov. Shabbos is also even B'Shinu. Yomtov is Mutter B'Shinu. According to the Rebbe, it's going on Shabbos. Mutter B'Shinu. Yomtov, you don't need a Shinu. Okay? Just knocked it down with me so far. So just basics. Basics. Okay. Let's discuss now for the moment what is the nature of the Easter of Melilas. What is it? So there's a Rashi over here at Yud Beis and Mid Beis. Please open to Rashi Yud Beis and Mid Beis. What does Rashi say? Mola Melilas, the Dosh Kalachayadu. Yeah. Rashi says it's really Dosh, but it's Kalachayad. Kalachayad. Fafila b'Shabbos lav daraisu ela midrabbanan of Yom Tov l'gozer. Understand? According to Rashi, there's a prohibition. It's kalachayad. Yom Tov they weren't gozer. Why not they gozer? Because you know Yom Tov ochel nevesh. Ochel nevesh. Chazal said you shouldn't do it if it's efshamir of Yom Tov. V'shinu lo gozeru. The Ramah quotes this in the Siman Tov Tadi Hei Sefalf. They would never gozer in shinu, even though it's efshamir of Yom Tov. Of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, what do you gain? If it's Melila itself as a Shinui, what do you gain? Well, we get taught later on that Molo Beroshi Etzvosov, right? That's an additional Shinui. What's the difference if it's one Shinui, if it's two Shinui? Should be the same thing. What do you add by a second Shinui? What do you add? So, the Egle Tal understands. Egle Tal can be found in Dosh Shifkon Chavches Ostes, that when Rashi says over here Molim Lius the Dosh Kalachayadu, he's relying on the Gemara Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Kalachayad is the very point that he's doing it with his fingers, not doing it like this with his hands. The Gemara didn't get there yet. Rashi is so mech on the Gemara a lot later. Everyone's following so far. This is what the Egle Tal says in Shifkon Chavches and Dosh Ostes. Fine, we understand very well. Shabbos Melila is also the Rabbanan, like anything else B'Shinui. Yom Tov, if they weren't gozer Melila B'Shinui. The problem is that the Poshim Shab is not the way Egle Tal says. Because the Gemara and Yud Beis never mentioned what's going on Yud Gimel yet. And the Taz writes in Siman Tov Kuf Yud that Melila itself is a Shinui. Which is that's what I would have learned. Melila is a Shinui. So the question becomes, Mali Shinui Yechad, Mali Shnei Shinuyim. You have one Shinui, what do you need an extra Shinui for? How's it going to help a second Shinui? Tough Kuf Yud, Sivkot and Aleph. So that's what the answer is as follows. Rashi says something very interesting over here, the last line on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Ketzad Molo B'Yomtov, Darmanan Leil Molo Melilas, Havadai shinui boy, me uvda dechol. Whoa! Uvda dechol. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi only says it's considered to be a dosh, kalachayat. Now Rashi is throwing in uvda dechol. What's that all about? The answer is as follows. The takatu shinuyim. The first shinui, which is the melila itself, as the Taz explains, is to get rid of the yisur of dosh. Okay? And then the next shinui is to get rid of the yisur of uvda dechol. Okay? So on Shabbos, Rabosai, my yisur, we said it so many times, kilach hayad is awesome at Rabbanon. Kilach to Rashi holds on Shabbos, melila is asur. Asur mid rabbanon. Cool. Kilach yad is asur mid rabbanon. But to be yantif. But even on yantif, there's a uvda dechol problem. Why? Because you're doing a melila like everybody else does melila. So why is it called kilach yad? If you have time, we'll get to it. Rashi learns that even though you're doing a normal action, it's not the normal way to do tisha. Kilach can be one of two things. Either you're doing something abnormal, or it's an abnormal way to do the malacha. So Rashi is understanding it's a normal thing to do malila. It's not a way, normal way to do tisha. So it's an uvda dechol problem, aside from any problem we have as far as malacha. And get rid of the uvda dechol, we go like this. Instead of like this. That's the answer in Rashi. Oh! Now, the Rambam. Yes, sir. What's the question?
What makes it different than a tolda?
What? Who's talking about tolda?
What? If it's the same, if it's
we're not discussing tolda. We're discussing either it's a deraisa or a derabbanan or it's a nothing. So Rashi says it's a kalachayat. It's not a normal way to do zisha. That's why he considered it to be derabbanan. Okay, Shabbos is also a derabbanan.
Yom Tov. Normal way to do the fire kill.
No, Rashi says it's not the normal way. No way is thresh. You take a bag and you bang down. That's called threshing. Here you're going like this. It's only in the hand. We'll see a little bit later why. It's not considered to be a total.
All cases in a park are not the normal way to do Disha. It's a different thing. The Disha is removing it from the chat.
We'll discuss that too. Be patient, okay? Be patient. Relax. Yeah.
Just quickly, I didn't catch that.
Why is it better if the Kohen Eli Talmud asks working with the Rashi, but the Gemara is not the Gemara? So why is it an open up to Mulfa with the Shinui? Correct. But it's always an open up to Mulfa with the Hashem, and then Omelam is always with the Shinui. So how is this? Why is it a double Shinui? I don't know yet. It's a good question. We'll see. Eglei Tal is saying that the only Shinui is this between the fingers. And Rashi, what Rashi said on Yud Beis, it's a Shinui. He didn't mean that Malil is a Shinui. He's relying on the Gemara Yud Gimel Amud Beis.
That's Shinui. Could you be in Malil for the rest? You use your full hand?
Could be. Could be. That's what the Rambam has to say. Perek Chaf Aleph, Rambam. I think it's on the Ma'am Makomas, if I'm not mistaken. Yes? No? Yes, it is. Believe it or not, it's on the Ma'am Makomas. Perek Chaf Aleph. Halacha Yudal. Hamola Malilas Mola B'Shinui. Today, the Rambam said, like the riff against Rashi. Shelo Yeroa Kedosh. Whoa. Shelo Yeroa Kedosh. That means without a Shinui, it's only near a Kedosh. It's not Dash itself. Says the Eglei Tal there, O Zion. The Machlokos L'Shitasa. According to Rashi, Mola B'Yodav is Dosh. So it's Aser. Aser Midrabanan. According to the Rambam, it's only near a Kedosh, it's mutter when he does it between his fingers. Everything's stepped down. This is the Eglei Tal. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. Open the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Yud Tes, Sifkat Nechof. Shin Yud Tes, Sifkat Nechof. Mechabe says in Sifav, Emol and Malilos, El Emol El Bishinu Ma'at Barashi Etzba Osof. Says Rashi, says Mishnah Berurah Chaf, and Molim Melilahu Shemolah Lashibov Lefar Kadogah Mitochon V'yosim Ebnei Shenire Kedosh. Who said Nire Kedosh? Who said it? Who? Rambam. What does Shartzin say? Yud Aleph. Rashi, Beitz, Yed Beis, Yed Beis. Whoa! The Sfilah who rock with Rabbana. Mustamah Hocha Asa, the Lavach, Ilari, Matir, and Biyamtev. Masha, Maskim, the Sov, the Suga, the Stavka, Yedei, Shinui, Shuvain, Raya. He quoted to those who say, it's Melila Zedaraisa. Very nice, a beautiful discussion. What's with Rashi? Rashi didn't say Nira Kadosh. The Rambam says Nira Kadosh. A little bit difficult in the Shara Tzion. Difficult. They're two different Shitas. Rashi was a Dosh to Shinui. I'm telling you, Nira Kadosh. Both against the Rach that says that Melila is a Daraisa. The Rach is on the Rambam Kovitz. It's right here, Anayin Dalam and Aleph. Melila Shibolim is considered to be Hadosh, a Menape, it's a Menape. Rach, what does that mean, Menape? Melila Shibolim. It's a Daraisa. A Daraisa. No, obviously Melila would be Osir on Shabbos even through a Shinui, Mutu and Yotif. Guess what? The Rach says it was Beferish in Beitza, Yud Beis and Yud Beis. Rach Lashitosa. Rach also says a Shabbat Daraisa. So the Rach on Yud Beis and Yud Beis says explicitly the only possibility of any Heter is only on Yomtif. Shabbos, forget about it. Forget about it. Best case is a Daraisa Beshinui. Which we know the rice of machinery is we keep saying over and over again, is at best potter, fine. The Sharat Seers, according to Rashi, if it would be a use of the rice on Shabbos, there wouldn't be a matter of Biyamtif. Prove that Melila B'Shabbos is only the Rabbonah. He says the Maskana, the Etzba, maybe we can say the Sharat Seers, Melila B'Yodav is the use of the rice on Shabbos, also under the Rabbonah. The Pashim Shah is not that way. Melila says is itself, only the Rabbanon, even the Maskon, according to Rashi, with your finger knocks out Uvdu Dechol. Why, according to the Rabbim, is it not Dosh proper? So the Egletal there, the same, I try to pull it out a little bit, just see a little bit inside. This is the Egletal in Sivkot, Dosh Sivkot, Chavches. There's a lot to say on this topic. Here we go. He says, as follows. Says, why is Melila not Dosh Midaraisa? You know, you sold Egletal. Eino Chayev Elam Kein Bira Kol HaPsoles. You have to get rid of all the Psoles. You don't get rid of all the Psoles, it's not considered to be in the category of Dash. Ah, Yechayev and Dash Shchitin. Hi, how the chayav dash chitin? Avsha dial or pure klipus achitin atzmam sheep solus. Kosa shmid chayav mishum dash or nine dalit. Hayim mishum da acha dishes real brera machnis and achitin the klipus of the otzer. Bes amot zor and hala. Deva chashuv and achitin ochem mitop solus amot in a hechnas of the otzer. Okay, that's dash achas otzer. Aval amolel kde lechol ealter. When in Achila Lealter, Hachoshiv Klippus Gamkin Psoles, the Kaven de la Pirik Padisha called Psoles, Eid Mochiyah with the Raisa. Atkan, the Pshat of the Egletal. Chiddush. That's what he says. Very nice. Egletal said it. What's the Lumdus? This Egletal is a Chiddush Nifla Venera. Not everyone agrees with him. Not everyone agrees with him. And if you then you're stuck. So why is it not a Daraisa? I thought the answer was as follows. The Aruch HaShulchan, which we spoke about on Friday, Shin Yutes Sif Chof, says as follows. We talk about Kiluf. Misha Kiluf Kol Shum Levado V'chotech HaShulchan. Hopefully on Tuesday we're going to get a garlic. Hopefully. Chote charosh v'kol av klipa kama shosim bebtzalim emazel lo disha v'lo breira. Because we're doing one at a time. Whole definition of dash: you took a what was threshing? Take a whole bunch of grain, go boom. You're not gonna 100 in one shot. That's called dash. One at a time is not called dash. Not called breira. Nothing. The kalkelas haShabbos and dash is by the Tosfos Yontif. He has an introduction to. He says exactly the same thing. And the Rambam holds like this. When you use your hands, Rabosai, your hands are by definition limited. How big are your hands already? You fill up your whole hand with melilas. Can't be that much. So it's a fundamentally different kind of an action, which has no resemblance whatsoever to the classical dash. That's what the Rambam says, only nirik dash. Dash, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, is a large quantity. The way they thresh in the field, they go bang, a whole bunch at once. Your hand, so here, if you take a thresher, how much would a thresher really be? A big thing. You bang one grain. That's dash. Chatzi she'asim in the Torah. Because the action you did is an action which can be used for 10,000 grains. If you use your hands, which by definition, the hands are limited, so then it's only nirei kedosh. Sure, it's kegrovus. You take a big thing, you go bang on one thing. You take a thresher. Sure, it's a small amount. But you're doing an action which is an action of disha. Bang, right, with a big thing, which it could be thousands of kernels in front of you. And so there are only a few kernels in front of you. The same action of dash. That's why you'll be considered to be chayv. Okay? Pashup shah. That's a pu'ula regila of disha, which is limited in its amount. Here, when you're using your hands, it can't be a pu'ula regila of disha, because disha is normally done in great quantities. As the Aruch HaShulchan said, you do it one at a time, or a few at a time, that's not considered to be disha, not considered to be breira. That's what we do one at a time, and we should be melamed tzchus, and the Baal Mishnah Berurah here is aleihem, and it's melamed tzchus.
Shouldn't this have to explain that?
Sorry?
Shouldn't he have to explain that more?
Who's he? Rabbi said it's nirei kedosh. He leaves it to us to figure out why it's only nirei kedosh. Yes? That's a good question. Is it an uvda d'chol? See, we have to see the Rambam as we go further. Yes.
So what would be the difference
between your hand and your fingers? That's the same question. We'll see some. The same is going to, I'm going to say it now because when it comes to it later. This was from dash to lush. So the same is going to happen in tochen and lush. There are cases where there going to be certain permissible situations. And fundamentally, it's in small quantities. But it seems to me there too to be matirit is because these sometimes the some situations when you use small quantity, it's the same thing with a small quantity. So chas yosem and a Torah quant the rov. Rashi says so. Rambam may not say so. We saw that a while ago. But sometimes the smallness, if you will, of the quantity changes the quality as well. It's not considered to be either dash, not considered to be tochen. There's a famous case in the Gemara Tochen, Kata Besakina. You take the handle of the knife and you grind. Right? Again, once again, how big can the same way as your hands are limited, the handle is limited. Because the handle has to fit around the handle. Handle means lush in the hand. So the handle has to be small. So therefore, it's again the same result. We'll get the lush too. It's a very small amount. It's not considered to be lush at all. Because the quantity affects the quality, if you will. Oh, okay, so far so good. Now, Rabosai, you bezim and bezim and bezim one more time. One more time. The Gemara says like this, Hamolam lives may have Shabbos, Lamochem, and Apeach, Miyad, Liyad, Viochel. What's Rashi say? Miyad, Liyad, Shalom, Kedera, Chol. Right? Shalom kederecho. The Gemara there says, I have a lo b'knon, for lo b'tamchui. Why is knon b'tamchui? It's kalach ayad, potter avaloser. So the question is, potter avaloser, what's the difference if it's doing it b'yad? The same thing. Knon b'tamchui is also a shinui. And I endowed. It's also a derabonim. Why b'yad yad shalom kederecho? Is it heter gomer? The answer is, only a small amount can fit into your hands. So it's not considered to be a malacha. And therefore they were matter to me when Apeach Shalom B'derechol. It's not the general p'tur klali of Kalach Hayad. It's only a p'tur. It's a heter prati. It's not considered to be dosh abor, but it's just a small amount. Aye, the hand itself. Why is that usher? The answer is as follows. We said before by Tochen. Let's take a look Kuf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph. That's the Gemara I made reference to earlier. Kuf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph. No? Should have been. Okay. Kuf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph. Talks about something that is going to be grinding, if you will, with a kata de sakina. Where is it? It's right there. About half, a little less than halfway down. Hani pilpuli midik chada chada kata de sakina shari tati yasa. Rav Amar keva de mishani afila tu vanami. Right? What do you mean? We always say that Shino is only a point there. What does Rashi say over here? Chada chada, lav tochenu elu kalachayad. Okay, lav tochenu elu kalachayad. What do you mean? Lav tochenu. It is a tochen. Tochen kalachayad. What do you mean lav tochenu? It is tochen. Tochen kalachayad. What do you mean lav tochen? What are you talking about? So the answer was again. Since it's limited to the size of the handle, it's not considered to be a token at all. At all. You need both. You need lav token, who the small amount is not considered to be token at all. Okay? But you also want that the pu'ula should be unusual. An unusual pu'ula. An unusual pu'ula. Cut to the sakina. You don't know what you crush with the handle of a knife. Mola Malilos is also limited, but the pu'ula itself of lila with your hands, it's not abnormal. People do it that way. Right? Not derech disha bekach. Right? It's not inherently unusual. And therefore, it's also because of uvda dechol. Uvda dechol. Oh. Of course, the question becomes, one question is left. Malila betzvosov is not included in. People don't do it that way. Okay? So why is Rashi Atzmer on Shabbos? Why is Rashi Atzmer different in Kata B'Sakina? In both cases, right, we said you have a combination of Tur Kloli and a Heter Prati. Right? We said that the small amount makes it a Tur Kloli, and the fact that you are doing it in an unusual fashion should be what we call a Heter Prati. So it's a good kasha. I think it's a very good kasha. So the only answer might be that when you have kata de sakina, so the fact of using the knife, the handle of the knife, achieves both. As Rashi said, Rashi, every word in Rashi is gold. What did Rashi say? Hey, lav tochinu. I'm saying because a small amount is not considered to be in the category of tochen at all. And B, el kalachayad, it's also kalachayad. So the both are together in one shot. In one shot. However, with Malilos, even if you use your hands, the whole hands, we said before, it's not considered to be a real dash because it's a small amount. Right? Now you throw an additional thing by using your fingers, so they're two separate ideas. Two separate ideas, and that's not enough to be matirit on Shabbos. That's why Rashi holds that even if you're using Rashi Yetzvosav, it would be prohibited. Maybe it would be considered an uvda dechol, as we said before. Maybe they weren't matter the uvda dechol with a shinui, but that shinui itself works for the malach itself. So here, the same shinui works for both, and they're not. That's a possibility. Let's go turn about the menapeach. We said before, mola, back to beitza. Back to beitza. One more time to beitza. We said before, hamola b'lisa, yud beizim yud beiz. L'mocha menapeach miyad liyad v'yochel. Right? So Rashi says, read it again one more time, Shalom Kederachol. Shalom Kederachol, Rabosai, we have a problem. The Rach says, on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, Menapeach is an East Bepiv, is an East of the Rice of Zoreh. Ribbono Shel Olam. East of the Rice of Zoreh. It's a very serious problem. We know that this borer zora borer marakai, right? So the Rach explains what zora v'nipeach b'beruach piv chashem mishum zora rebbeinu shalolim. The Rashi saying that it's nothing; it's a garnish. And the Rachel is the Nisa Daraisa. That's a pretty big Rachel, because when I kotze la kotze, from one extreme to the other. No, so what are you going to do? So the answer is, Rebbe said, there's another pshat in Menapeach. Menapeach, the Rambam writes in Pirush and Mishnayos, not Mishnah. Rebbe said, let's not forget, there's a Mishnah, not over here, a Mishnah in Maestris. The Mishnah is in Maestris. Rebbe said, quoted over here, in Masechta Beitza, on the Afid Beis and Beis. One second. It's Yud Gimel and Beis. Yud Gimel and Beis. Quote the Mishnah Molam Lilas Benapech Yad Ayad Maisus Perik Dal Mishnah Hey. To the side. Rabbi there says doesn't mean you blow. It means you move from one end to the other. That's all you do. From one end to the other. And it's very likely that's what the Rabbi means over here in Hilchos Shabbos as well. Perik Chaf Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. The problem of Zoret. Okay. Shumanapeach. That's the last line that we saw in Af Yudalad Omen Aleph. Okay? So what does that mean? What does that mean? What that means is, let's go once again back to an Aruch HaShulchan. See what he says in Shimon Shin Yutes Os Osif Chav Zayin. Okay? Says here. Aruch HaShulchan says that if you use your both hands, right, that's an uvda dechol. What does that mean? One, two, back and forth, back and forth. That's considered to be a serious problem. Back and forth. Okay? I see why. There was a typo in Aruch HaShulchan. It says Chavzayin Chavzayin. It's the Maya version. So it's really supposed to be Chavov, but I'm quoting to you. Okay? Lo yanape osan b'knono b'tamchui koshke b'napa v'kvar shu b'rei rev chayv chattas kam lo yanapeh osan b'shtei yodov tahaynu like the Rambam sheyare miyad liyad. Not blowing. Blowing is an Issa Deraisa of Zorah. Go from hand to hand, hand to hand. At Shiyaser Amos, is that Uvda the Chol? And then when Apech Biyado Achas of the Chol Kocho, Hana Shiyite Biyad Viagbia Hayad Viashpila, At Shetav Amos, the last line of the Shinui, when Apech Bepiv, near the, whoa, he says near the Vare Mutter, that's the last line. Quote to the Rach, near the Vare Yosser. But in any event, the words of an Apech, which the Gemara has, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, is a different understanding. Okay? According to the Rach, obviously the last line is not true. Why is the hand better than your mouth? Why? So I thought, once again, the small amount influences the quality of what you're doing. Quality of what you're doing. Okay? So, therefore, when it comes to Lush, for example, the last daf in Shabbos, Kuf Nun Vav, Al-Yad, Al-Yad, the Ramban writes, a small amount, Ein Derech Kibul B'kach, Ein Dab, is a lection of the Ramban, Ela B'Meruba, what's Pshat? There, the small amount affects the definition of what he's doing. It's considered to be just mixing, it's not considered to be kneading. It doesn't have to be Kalach Ayad. No problem. Okay? That's the case. When you blow, Rabosai, when you blow, it's clear what you're doing. You're clearly being Zorah. No question about it. If you have a small amount, so the Farshim explained, Chazanish says, for example, the Gemara's only Matir and Kuf Nun Vav, we'll get to the details later in Lush, but something which is called Koli, which means it's grains. Now when it comes to flour, what's the difference? It's also a small amount. The answer is, pshat is, when you're dealing with flour and water, there's only one way to cook. It's by definition, lisha. By definition, kneading. No other way to describe it. It's going to be awesome no matter what. When it comes to grains, and it's a small amount, we need not characterize it as kneading in the first place. So too over here. When you blowing, you're using the wind, it's like Zohar. Zohar used the wind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes in the world, and Zohar using the wind that you blow out, but still wind. By definition, it's Zohar. When you go from hand to hand, I could characterize it in one of two ways. I'm transferring it, or I'm winnowing it. Is that the right word for Zohar in English? Either I'm transferring it, or I'm winnowing it. So, we say, if it's a small amount, we can view it as a transfer, as opposed to a winnowing. That's a possibility, as opposed to when you blow, which would be worse. The Torah says you can go from hand to hand. Right? The question, of course, becomes, the Maskana said Gemara, is Biyodawachas. Biyodawachas. So, you have to say it's pshat like this. The Drisha, right over here, in Sivkot and Gimel, says, you know what it means? You take one handful, watch this now, watch what I'm doing. Look. Take one handful, you go like this. You go like this, some of the chaff will fall away. But you can't go back. Once you go back, what you're doing twice, that's already looks like an action of Zohar. You do it once. That's what the Drisha says. You do it once, okay. But to go back, that's what it means, Yodawachas. With all Bechol Kochosh, with all your, whoo, with all your might, try to get rid of as much motes as you can, but only once. Let's have a look at the Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai. Shin Yotes Siv Zayin. Let's see what it says. Shin Yotes Siv Zayin. I'm sorry. We'll talk about that if we have a chance. Siv Zayin. Hoyol Omelilos Me'av Shabbos Le'yanape B'Kanon Right? V'Tamchoy Lo V'Shtei Yodov That's the lashon of the mechaber. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sivkod mechav zayin v'lo b'shtei yodav." Tahinu the dabeg shtei yodav ki achas v'likach b'shneim ulanapeach v'adin miyad liyad chaverta ein nochon l'das Rambam. Oh, he's into the Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. He understands that's what the Rambam is saying. Okay. So there's two issues over here, okay? Of course, Rabosai, the rach holds on that peach would be usher, even with one hand. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Chafei, mutal on that peach b'yodavachas u'l kamei. Right? He's assuming that blowing is no problem. Blowing is no problem. I thought that the Shulchan Aruch is saying also lahav b'beis yoda means for what, like the Drisha said. Drisha said. I like to understand that the Shulchan Aruch is like the Drisha. According to the Mishnah Berurah, that's also according to the Rambam, and therefore what does it mean, Yodawachas? As you said before, pick it up and take it down. That's the only thing that would be, in effect, permissible. That's another possibility. Another possibility. Rabosai, take a look, if you will, in the Ran. Should be on the Maran Makomas. Where's my Maran Makomas? The Ran Paytes. Well, I'm an Aleph from the base. You don't mind? You have the Paytes. Okay, Rashi says, on Agamar of Mepharik, we still have enough Ayin Gimel Beis. Oh, doesn't make sense. The Ran says, no, a later Ran. Pirush Rashi, Ran later on. Tidimash will tunnel. The Ran says, can't go to the Pratim of the Sugya, we'll get to that later on. Bottom line is, the Ran says about Rashi, the Lesa, from Yibor, Manapa, Kfar, Alakila, Beknon, Tamchi, Lealta, Nami, Asiri, Hurayel, Adavim, Minitani, Bepirka, Kama, Diyomtif, Hamola, Melitus, Be'er, Shabbos, Nemocha, Manapach, Al-Yad, Al-Yad, Biyochel, Avalo, Beknon, Avalo, Betamchi, Vahi, Vadai, Lealterhi, Filibo, Bayom, Homin, and Hussein, Yigil, and Vase, and the Meister, Hamola, Melitus, Shotkitim, Manapach, Al-Yad, Al-Yad, Biyochel, Vim, Nipach, Manazan, So, Cheko, Chayev, Omer, Abalozer, Vachem, Bishabbos. Elevade, Hod, Armin, and Vahotanya, Chayev, etc. I'm not going to the Pratim of Bora now. We'll get to it a little bit later on. So the answer is, Rabosai, that there can be two different Girsos on your Gimel and Beis. The Girsos are on, and Beis and Beis, the Menapeach, Al-Yad, V'Ochel. Right, that's the Girsa which the Ran quotes over here. If you have paid tests in our print, it's not much the last three lines on the left column. Okay? Let's look at Beitza as we have it. Okay? Okay? Amola malita shalchitim in apech al yad al yad. Oh, that's exactly what we saw in the Ran. Al yad al yad. What is the letter Beis? At least in my Gemara. Is it Beis? Tzorchlomo in apech miyad liyad. A different girsa. Whole different story. Not al yad, which means a little bit at a time, but rather miyad liyad. According to Rashi, what's the pshat? You're transferring. It's mutli achazman, right? And then that's also beknav v'tamchoy. The kitzer, but if it's al yad, small bit, a little bit at a time, Rashi may hold that it's mutter. But both sides, you have to see the two different gear souls. But now we come to the hardest part of the shiur, which is the sugi over here in Tosfos, in Beis Yud Gimel Beis, in Kilei Fenos and Yitzchok Yodo Chaya. Pirush Rashi. We discussed this last week as well. We're coming back to it. Vim Kilei Mitoch Shashibolin Mitoch Hashibolin. That's what Rashi said before. There was Shibolin. Shibolin means the stalks. The tema, heichim akarfu the rav divisu kasi, homaliel hamola malilas b'yav Shabbos, masha b'Shabbos is aser. V'yesh lomar, the host of Mar Litlosh menashi bolim shu mefarek told of the dash shu av malocha, v'hocha ma'ayvish shekvar nitlosh shemayav Shabbos menashi bolim, aval elohein beklipasen achitzon avalochein shari. So Tosfos argues vociferously against Rashi. What Rashi is saying is mutter chas v'sholem. It's an av malocha. Of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, what's the difference if it has the stalk on top of it, or if it has the klipasan hachitzona on top of it? Either way, you're separating good from bad. So what's the difference? More than that, Tosfos is saying over here that it's permissible because all you have left is the klipasan hachitzona. Look at Shabbos ayin dalem and aleph. Rabosai, at the top of Ayin Dalem and Aleph. V'lich shivnami kozesh. What is kozesh? Zok Rashi. Chitin b'machteshes lehoser klipason. It's an ab-malach of dash. And Tosfos is saying over here, it's not an ab-malach of dash. What Tosfos going to do with the Gemara? Ayin Dalem and Aleph. The answer is, it never said it's dash. There are two other Rishonim who have different pshatim. I asked you the Ramban. I put a one-line Ramban on Mar Makomos. You don't put one-liners on to bother you. But it's important. What did Ramban say in this Gemara? Who knows? Who saw it? Boer! It would not be Dash. And Tosfos here, and Beit Yud Gimel, Rabbi Kivega points it out, his Chidushim on the staff, can't go with this Rashi. Can't be Boer. Tosfos says it's not, can't be Dash. Tosfos says it's not Dash. Rashi says it is Dash. So it's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos here as well. Oh, keep this in mind. It's interesting that this problem, the Egle Tal tries to deal with as well. He tries to take care of all of our problems, and you know, he does a great job. But not everyone agrees with it. That's the problem. So that Leital, we had one in Chav Ches. Now this is Dash, Sifkot, and Vov. Yeroli, Shmishtei Klipus, Mekipinus, Ochel, Pure Klipa, Chitzon, and Badai Nishar Apnimis, Ve'ein Lo, Sorach Klaba, Klipa Apnimis, Shetiot, Ima Ochel, Potter, Ladas Rova, Poskim. That's what he says. This is, in Chav Ches is based upon this. Fundamentally. And that's why, what's Tosas Lashon? Tosas Lashon is, look carefully, Tosas, you'd give a little bit of advice, the Beitza. What does he say? Look, Tosas says, Shekvon Nidl Shibar Shabbos Menishiboli, right? Aval Ohei Mekliposan Achitzona. And you leave a klipa pnimis. Whoa. That's why it's okay. He claims, says Eglital, that by chitin, where there's no klipa pnimis, I'm not an expert in barley, and he brings some barley too. I don't know. They have probably from the chol, they might have barley. Eglital claims that wheat, there is no klipa pnimis, and you do ksisha, and you remove the klipa, you would be chayav. You would be chayav. And he argues vehemently on the Magen Avraham, Shin Yutes, Sifkotin, Ches. I'm going to start bringing in the Magen Avraham, but maybe you'll find it over here. Shin Yutes, Sifkotin, Ches. Let's see if it's quoted. Yes. The Magen Avraham Ches is quoted in the Berhetiv Sifkot and Ches. The Magen Avraham says that if you are matter to be called Chitin, Shrais Yegletal in Sifkot and Vav, the Magen Avraham Chalil V'chas was matter in Issa Daraisa. Whoa! Matter in Issa Daraisa. A pretty fiery words by the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham didn't realize my distinction between Sorim and Chitin. Wow. Wow. That's what he says. Scary. Obviously, the Magen Avraham did not agree with the whole mahalach of the Eglital. But Eglital said it. Okay. Yeah.
So, what about the husk? Why does Tosfos not like Rashi if he holds that as long as you leave something?
That's a good question. I just want to read you one more Eglital. It is Sifkotin Yud Aleph. Hakol Evchidin Biyad Ashek von Espatim Eshibolim Yav Shabbos Chayim Mishim Dash. Only by Sorim is it okay. Kotz V'mogan Avraham Mishin Tez Ches Tuliachah Eshin Espat V'adogam Eshibolim Mutu L'kob L'chul Yama Toysus Zat Beis Yud Gimelam Ed Beis Holesa Kil Evchidin is also, as I said in Sifkotin V'ad Barichus, only kolav kliba chitzon adayim pnimis olav muter chitin hakolos have been told of the dash who are then biyad have been told of the kolos have been kli, and therefore the cholila lisvach alavon avram bezeh cholila. Oh boy, now the idea he just sort of derech agav threw in that yad and kli is no fundamental difference. Because Yad will be a told of Kli. In doing so, Rabbi Osai, he obviated a teretz which was given to the by the Biolocha. This Talmud Torah. You saw that one? Take a look on the last Biolocha in Shin Chaf Aleph. The Yad the Shari. The Ken Kotz the Mogan Avron, Shin Yutes, Sitkot and Ches, as we saw. Pkivegar asks, wait a minute. Rashi says enough ayin dalad and manalaf the maskel of the lichshon amikosesh. That's an isa daraisa. It became an isa bekusha. And he is daiti yeshlomim pshitas. That gemara arab bekolat biyad for hosam bekosesh machteshesu bekli chashivim mishum dash. Akan lo pertina bekolat ki mishum debina melechas machshavas in the shabbat within the mishkan. Moshe matzach shem gemara ba lo melechas kosesh habi mishkan moshe pirish Rashi. For lo amin sheyotzad zemi piagoda bekivegim. Rakhme Eze Talmud Torah. I saw somebody who went and was toreach to find the Ksav Yad of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and it was in his own handwriting. No Talmud Torah. No Talmud Torah. And the Eglei Tal knocked out the Teret of the Bi'er Halacha, because if it's Kli, it would be an Av, the Yad would be a Toda. So we're stuck. Let's go slow. So Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. We're stuck. The answer of Osai is that who says that everyone agrees that Dush is Chayav, the kosher is Dush? The Ramban said it's Borer. Borer. The Rak says that Dush, as we saw, Ayadalim and Aleph, what the Rak say, we've seen it before, let's see it again. One more time, Rabbi Osai. What the Rak say, what's Dush? What is Dush? Hadush, Mufar Kapsoras and Mechuberes Ba'ochel, Maknisan. The Umechinas and the Brera. Saw that already on Friday, if you recall. That's what he says. So according to Rashi, Kosesh is Dush. And Borer, if it's Mureves, not Mechuberes. So then the Kosesh has to be Dush. According to the Ramban, the question becomes, why is it Borer? Why is it not Dush? So I thought about Sai. We had the Shvitzas HaShabbos. The Shvitzas HaShabbos in its Pshicha has a very big Kiddush. We have to say this is a tremendous Kiddush, but listen carefully. This is a Pshicha to Dush, Sif Katan Aleph. Pshicha to Dush, Sif Katan Aleph. The very beginning. He says, you know what Disha is? Hechash e necho b'lipiruk. B'lechas breira, shemitchila gam ken roa l'achila. What do we think, Dush and Borer? No, not the way the Rabbi Nechananel said that Dush is connected and Borer is mixed in without being connected. No. If you cannot eat without, you cannot use it without its action, that's called Dush. You can't make bread if the stalks are connected to the wheat. It's ridiculous. Even Moshe the Baker can't do it. So the Shabbos cake was better this week? Not for now. Okay? Moshe was cited, correct? That's why it was different kokosh cake. But if it stalks, even the Moshe Baker can't make it. But if you have, what's Borer? You have a lot of grain, a couple of pebbles mixed in. So we're mifunakim, you wouldn't want to do it. But you can survive without it. Okay? The Rashi explains, Zohar bar Merakit, the Zeh Bekashin, the Zeh Betzroh, the Zeh Bekemach. Rashi does not learn like the Rebbe Nechananel. Against the Rebbe Nechananel. What's Pshat in Rashi? Tzroros you can manage with, a few pebbles in the among the grains, but you cannot manage with the kashin, impossible. So Tzvua, without the Piruk HaShibon, you can't eat it, you can't grind it, you can't do anything, you can't bake it. So it's a dash. But if you don't get rid of the pebbles, yeah, once you'll get a tiny little pebble in your bread, No. The Sarah Ofim didn't do too well, but it wasn't a pebble. We're going into the protein right now. This is what happened to the poor Sarah Ofim. But you can manage. Okay. Says the Gemara, and I endow them an Aleph. Shekain Ani, right? Ochel Pito below Kasisha. There'll be a pebble here and there. So what? Okay? So what? So therefore, it can't be Dash, can only be Borer. You see, you can do without Ksisha. Right? You can do without Ksisha. That's the case. Now, can you do without Borer, which gets rid of the pebbles? You can do without getting rid of the Kalipa, the extra Kalipa. Because the Dash makes coarse bread. The other makes coarse bread. So if you get rid of the klipa, you're called a boer, not a dush. Meridik, called the Ramban. Whatever you can manage without, that's called boer. Dush you can manage without it. It's stalk there. But the part of the little klipa, the oni manages without it. So therefore, it's mamish, beautiful. Why is it called boer, called the Ramban, and not dush? Meridik. Beautiful pshat. If that's pshat in the Ramban, let's try it on Tosis too. Tosis says, Mefarach shibolin, it's considered to be dash, you can't do without it. However, If you already got rid of the shibolim, you're getting rid of the klipa, that's not dash at all. Elamai, Rabosai, it's also mishum boler. Ah, Rabosai, on Friday we said from the Aruch HaShulchan, boler applies if you do many at once, you do one at a time and take off a peel, that's nothing, that's hefshet. We saw the Rashi, hefshet is only also bior. Meredith. Kosich means you're chayv if you do many in one shot. You take, you bang down many. But if you do only one, it's neither dash nor borer. And guess who said it? The Yevnei Tal himself. He's the one who said it. When we get back to our problem of peeling with peelers, I don't know if anyone looked up the Shabbos kitchen, but that's not for today, Shia. They have all the recent books go crazy with this, with the peelers. They were very worried about borer. And they tumble with Egle Tal, it's a Kliya Miyuchal Lekach. Why didn't they quote the other Egle Tal? Egle Tal says over here, on Dash, when do we say that the problem, Egle Tal is in Borer. Egle Tal in Borer, Sifkot Nyur Aleph, Egle Tal says, I'll read it to you, for Yerali, Timkile Batzel Echad, Afilu Anichol Yachazman Ezer Borer. There's no tarumis. So that's why here it's mutter one at a time. It's not called tarumis at all. One sower, one bustle is no problem. And that explains perfectly why kasi is mutter, even the achazman. If you view klipa as a tarumis, you have to say it's called the altar. And that's what the Be'alocha said. We thought of the big dochak on Friday. The Be'alocha says over here in Shinchof Aleph Sif Yutes, Liklof, that long Limut Schus that we saw on Friday, now the Aruch HaShulchan Limut Schus of the Be'alocha, he says, you have to say it's going on the altar. But he says, we said it's a dochak. No, we say it's mutter, it's one at a time. One at a time. One at a time is okay. Now, Rabosai, the Gemara has on Yud Gimel of Adveis. Molam liru shochitim and apech ayar ayad v'yochel, says Rashi, but below meiser, right? Rashi says, amakelev sorm, potter min ha-meiser. Potter min ha-meiser. Okay. But, says, Rabbi, so look at the Gemara, you'd give them a base. You'd give them a base. Okay? You'd give them a base. Moram liru shulchitin v'napeach ayal yal v'yokel v'nipech v'znostan so cheko is chayav. Okay, what does Rashi say? Is there a Rashi? V'yokel, the last narrow line below meiser the so cheko v'shule v'godav v'shakard pants. Okay, chayav v'meiser om v'belozer v'chein l'shabbos. Says the Shita Mekubetzes. Now we understand what you said before, kasi, because there it's klipa, and here it's melila. What does that mean? Sisrei Torah. Does it mean klipa and melila? Sisrei Torah, pnimius haTorah. It sounds like. So Mitzvah tomorrow will explain why it's not pnimius. It's nigla. We'll explain exactly why it's so. We see out of the Shema. So we'll finish up the Sugya Melilas tomorrow. Come back to the Yom of Dosh after that. A happy visiting day to one and all. Remember, Kibbutz Avayim is a mitzvah to say Daraisa. Everyone remember that. Mayor, remember. Okay.
Yeah. Oh. We didn't get to that yet. We have to get to that.